Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tikten for Talmud. Nedarim Ayin Beis, Nedarim 72a, pagination is 143. We're going to start on the facing page in the middle at the two dots. Our topic is, could one go about negating a vow after divorce? So we know that there's a concept that a husband is able to negate the vows of his wife under certain circumstances. And the question here is, if the husband divorces her, is it still possible to negate the vow? The Gemara asks Iboy Luhu the following question. Gerushin kishasika damya. If a person divorces, is that like silence? Oka hakama damya, or is it like affirming the vow? And thereupon, it cannot be negated. Now, let's appreciate the question. When a husband hears about a vow, he can react either with shasika, with silence, in which case he's going to still have a chance until the day is over to negate the vow. He could also react with hakama, with affirmation, good vow. I really do think that you're eating too many cupcakes and you shouldn't eat any more, and I affirm the vow, in which case he can no longer negate the vow because he was already making it. When we discuss hafara, when we discuss the ability to negate the vow, it is obviously assuming that until this point he was silent and not that he went ahead and made a hakama, made an affirmation. The question over here is, if the husband divorced her, is that considered silence, meaning neutral? And there's still the opportunity for hafara if you can come up with a case, who's going to do the hafara? Or is it like hakama, and if a husband wants to negate the vow now, it is simply too late? The Ran, counting up from the bottom about six lines, writes, Dekevon de yoda orus, since the husband knows, de lebosar gerushin lo motzi mefer, that once he divorces, he will no longer be able to negate the vow, velo hefer kodem gerushin, and he wasn't mefer it before the gerushin, keman de ukme lenidra domi. One approach is, even though he didn't say anything, but it's as if he said, I'm okay with the vow. I affirm the vow. Simply because he divorced her without negating it. Now, the obvious problem over here is, of what relevance is it, whether it's a shasika, silence, or a hakama, an affirmation, if either way, she's not married, there is no husband to negate it. So what's the difference? And the Gemara tells us, L'may nafka mina, what's the difference? Kigon shenodra v'shama baila v'gersha v'ahadre biyome. The husband heard about the vow, divorced her, and then remarried her on the same day. So the day that he heard it is the day that he could still try to be mefer it, provided that his gerushin, his act of divorce, is classified as an act of silence rather than an act of affirmation. Because once he affirmed, he can't negate. But if all he did was remain silent, and we don't accept it or attribute it to it anything more than that, then he could still negate. Iomar mar kishasika dami. If you hold that it's only silence, matzi mefer lo, he could still negate it. Viomar mar kahakama dami. But if you hold that it's like an affirmation, as the Ran explained, because by divorcing her with the vow intact, you're essentially saying you're okay with it. Lo matzi mefer lo, and you wouldn't be able to negate it at this point. Now, the Gemara is presenting this case when the husband himself took her back and is in a quandary. What is, in fact, the answer? Take a look at today's daf, midway on the page, Tofshin Toshima, and we bring a proof from our Mishnah where it wasn't a case of the same husband taking her back, but we did have a case where there was a husband who married her after the vow and after a divorce. And nevertheless, it was quite clear from our Mishnah that the new husband, the last and current husband, would be able to be mefer the neder, even though there was a previous husband who divorced her. And apparently, divorce is not considered a hakama, but only a shesika, and it still remains possible to negate the vow. Toshima, as we learnt, nodra v'yarusa v'niskarsha v'nisarsa babayoma filu lemeo. Like we said yesterday, even if this happened 100 times, avia ubailo ha'achron mefirin nidoreha, the father and the husband, who's current, could negate the vow. Shmamina gerushin kishasika damu. Apparently gerushin is simply like silence, but it's not considered an act that's interpreted as an affirmation to the vow, and it's still possible to negate it. Diika kamadamu, because if you would tell me that it's like an affirmation, mimatsi mefer oris achron nidre deukim oris rishon, could the later husband possibly negate something that was already affirmed by an earlier husband? Certainly not. The vow already got the affirmation of the then current husband, and then he wouldn't be able to do that. So apparently, all he did was divorce, and we don't attribute hakama to that act of divorce. Asks the Gemara, Hacha b'mayaskinon, you know, it could very well be, b'shalosh shama oras rishon, maybe the first husband never heard of the vow, and therefore his act of divorce is not considered an affirmation. But had he heard of the vow, it would have been considered an affirmation. Counters the Gemara, Iachi, if that was true, my irya bo bayom. Why was the case orchestrated in the Mishnah all on the same day? Afilu la'achar me'o yomim nami. Even if it was after 100 days, if the husband doesn't know about the vow, so it's not considered an affirmation regardless. Bo bayom clearly was chosen because he did hear, and there's a time limitation after he hears when he's going to negate the vow. Says the Gemara, perhaps, kishalo shama oros v'shama ha'av. Maybe the husband didn't hear, but the father heard, and that's why there's a time limit. Debo bayomu dematzi mefer, ava mikan ve'elach lo matzi mefer. And therefore, on that day, they could negate, but after that, because of the father having heard, that's why we were worried. But you don't have a compelling reason to go one way or the other as to the role of divorce, because maybe the divorce was done without the husband knowing that there was a vow. Take a look at the Ran, third wide line at the bottom of the page. Ule'inyan halacha. The Ran presents two very different perspectives how to handle psak in this case. Because of HaRambanzal, the first approach that he brings is the Ramban's. Kevin de Boyin lo ifshita, since the question was not answered, you see, the Gemara tries to bring a proof from our Mishnah, as we discussed that the husband knew about it, divorced her, and a later husband can still annul, negate the vow. But the Gemara goes back and forth and says maybe the husband didn't know, and the fact that he divorced her doesn't prove anything as far as negating the vow or affirming the vow. Naktin and luchumra, and you would be forced to go strict. Degerishin ka koma damu, it is possible that gerishin is like an affirmation, and a later husband can't undo the vow, and her only recourse is going to be to go with charata, with regret, to a bezdin, and try to undo it with the classic hataras nedarim. But a husband will not be able to simply negate the vow. However, at the end of the line, avala rashba zal kosav, but the rashba holds, denehi deboin lo efshita mehach masnaisa demasni ala, even though we can't prove anything from the Mishnah itself, because you could say it's a case where the husband didn't know, nevertheless, if shita le'mememre de Shmuel, you could prove it from Shmuel, who holds, minoan emili de oris acharon mefer, how do you know that the later husband can do it and negate it? And Shmuel learns that the bo bayom is mishum shemias orus nokat. It was chosen as a case because we wanted the husband to hear and to prove that even though it's a later husband, that later husband is able to negate. And clearly there was a divorce in between. And nevertheless, we say that the later husband can negate, says the Rashba. From the way Shmuel understands the Mishnah, it indeed would be a proof that even though there was a divorce, a later husband is still able to negate his wife's vow. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.